Here's some breakfast for your brain.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. How's that back to school shopping go? John Matarese over News 5 Cleveland joins us on that topic. John, popular time of the year, tax-free shopping. But look, I want to ask you about stores. You've got a story posted on really the best, maybe the best store to go to, John?
Yes, that's right, Bill. You know, parents are shopping right now. This is peak week for back-to-school shopping in Northeast Ohio. Of course, we all enjoyed the sales tax holiday over the weekend.
Sure.
And I tell you, I was in Target, packed with shoppers grabbing those bargains. But you'll still find a lot of bargains. So what we did was we went out to the two biggest stores for back-to-school shopping these days, and that is Target and that is Walmart. We priced a basket of items, typically for, say, a first-grade classroom, you know, the typical crayons and notebooks and backpacks with
right.
Dora the Explorer on them. And, and then we shopped. So we shopped Target, Walmart, and then we did something very interesting. We checked Amazon.
Oh.
And Bill, what would your guess be as to which was the best and which was the worst when it came to price?
I'm thinking Amazon's got to be the best in price, John. I mean, they beat everybody.
Everybody thinks that, and that is completely wrong. This is amazing when it comes to school supplies, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, they go showrooming. You know, they walk into a store, they look at a big screen TV, they find the one they want, they take a picture of the model number, and then they go home and they order it on Amazon.
Right.
Because everybody knows Amazon's a great way to save money and get free shipping.
Right.
Well, the thing is, that's not the case with back-to-school supplies. Because with back-to-school supplies, stores want you in. These big stores, they want you in the store because it's not just to sell you crayons and Elmer's school glue. They want to sell you all the clothing. They want to sell you shoes. They want to sell you everything else in, so that you walk out with a $200 bill. So what happens is stores are basically giving away products. We were finding Elmer's school glue for 50 cents at Target and 50 cents at Walmart. We're finding little spiral notebooks for 79 cents. I mean, that's well below cost. The stores are giving those away to get you in the store. Now, on Amazon, that same Elmer's school glue, 50 cents at Walmart, well, it's like $2 at Amazon because they're just charging the regular price. So when we compared this basket, I mean, Walmart and Target were so similar. I mean, Walmart was the winner. They were the cheapest, but only by $3 over Target. So it's more a matter of personal preference. But Amazon was like $12 higher than everybody simply because they're not offering those giveaways. They're not doing the $1 and the 50-cent giveaways that those other stores are doing. And I might mention Staples is doing, too, where you can get some items for 50 cents.
So be aware, you might be thinking, man, I'm saving a lot of money, but you're also pushing that cart through the clothes and everything else you're buying while you're there, too, then, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a case where Amazon actually was more expensive. However, at Amazon, you're only going to order what you need. When you're pushing that cart through Target, you'll probably buy another $100 worth of merchandise.
Interesting story. Good stuff. John Matarese. You can see more at news5cleveland.com. Thanks, John.
Great talking to you, Bill. Thanks so much.